Red Energy, Melbourne born and bred, and the only energy retailer certified to use the famous Australian made and owned logo. 101,
this is the Fox. Hump day, we made it. Morning. Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Morning. How you doing? It is Wednesday. It's our first week back at work, and it is a very, very special day because the big man, Brendan Favola, is 40 today. Happy birthday,
Archie you, friend. Thank you, guys. Yes.
Birthday to you. Oh, God, it's happened.
Vox, look how excited you are that I finally joined the 40s.
I've never been happier.
All I've been told all week is how you just age shame everyone forever.
Yeah, I do.
As if it wasn't going to happen to you.
I know. Now I'm old.
I've lived through 3 years of it. Like, Nick, I've never, every day, there's an age gap.
You seem more excited about Fev's birthday than Fev. You're like, yes!
Well, I don't really like birthdays. You just get old. Yep. And my family all yesterday, my kids, oh, you're 40 tomorrow? Ho, 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 turning into a grandpa. Shut up. Just leave me alone.
I really feel for you now because you'll be able to see this on all our social media platforms.
We have
aged you in one of our photos. That's an amazing aging process.
I mean, all right.
That's what you look like when I reckon you're 70.
I look pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
I'd still turn my head. Yeah, mate, that's not bad.
Put that up against George Clooney.
But no, big day. We've got lots of...
I was a cute baby, though. Have a look at those photos.
I've got to turn my back to do it. Hang on a second. Where are you? Where am I?
I'm everywhere. The one that looks a bit creepy, for all the people listening in the car, is that one that you just pointed to. What am I looking at?
You're putting a finger up my nose.
I don't know what I'm doing. Just
although, Nick, look at the photo of that. That is Fev, I'm going to say, 4 months old. He has not changed. I've never seen a baby look like a grown man at like 6 months.
Like, you were meant to be this age. You know what I mean? Like, almost youth was wasted.
There's a couple of good photos.
This man in his 40s.
A couple of good photos up there with Kobe. That was good.
Yes. Now, that collage that we're referring to, you can see on Instagram. Mm. But let's play a song up next, Fev. We've got a little bit more celebrating to do. There may be some surprises all through the morning.
101.9 The Fox.
And as we said, it's Fev's birthday, 40 today. He's reached that middle-aged marker.
I woke up this morning, Boxy, and I did. I literally got in the shower and I was like, oh, God, my back's sore. My lower
More
back.
More than yesterday.
More than any day. I don't know what's happened.
Didn't you just spend the whole day watching the cricket on the couch?
That's probably it.
That's probably not age.
But it was just today I woke up and I was like, oh, I got in the shower and I was like, you know when you sit in the shower and you try to get the water
Nobody
on your back.
Nobody sits in the shower.
To make it warm, like a heat bag. Yeah. And I was just
Your carer gets you in there. It gets the sponge. And, anyway.
Now, Lush, it is your birthday, so we had to, of course, come up with a jingle.
Hey, fam, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. And now that you're 40, welcome to the old man club. Hey, fam, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, big man. This is the
the old man club. Oh my God.
Oh.
Big Andrew rang me this morning at like 4:30.
Yeah.
That's my dad.
Yep.
And he's like, happy birthday, son. I said, oh, thank you. How does it feel to be old? You're in your 40s. And I said, yeah. He goes, well, they reckon the new like 30s, 40. He goes, geez, you've had a good 40 years, son. You put a lot in. I'm proud of you, son.
He's not the only one who's proud. Lots of people wanted to wish you happy birthday and will throughout the morning. So let's just start with some of your friends, work colleagues, family, wishing you a wonderful happy birthday.
Happy 40th, Fev. I'm sure you'll be celebrating in a very different way to maybe your 30th or your 20th. I don't know if you
really?
Know. Yeah.
I don't reckon too much has changed.
I reckon he would have been wild those days.
Do whatever you need to do to have the greatest time. And that, if that's whining about the clock, do it, big fella. And if it's sitting on the couch playing video games, enjoy it.
Happy 40th birthday, big dog. Wish I was there to celebrate it with you. I hope you're staying safe and well with all the family. And everyone's looking after you. So love you, brother.
Hey, Tim, did you know it's Brendan's birthday today?
I do. That's why I'm recording. Apparently it's his 50th. Happy 50th. Oh, no. Actually, Alex said it's his 40th.
can't be.
No, he can't be. No, he doesn't look bad. Okay. He's been around forever.
Yeah, looks like he's been around forever.
Yeah, happy 50th, Fev.
Happy 50th.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not joking. It's fine. It can't be 40. Well, he just sits around and talks. That's just age really quickly in that Fox studio.
He doesn't do much.
No. Whatever it is, happy hashtag 40th birthday, Fev.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
And that was Carrie and Tommy, our good friends, Daniel Rioli,
Daniel.
And there was Anthony, Kalia and Tim Campbell, all wishing you a happy birthday.
Yeah, Anthony and Tim, they every time it's their birthday, I always say that like, happy 50th or happy 60th.
But they probably laugh it off. When they said 50th, you went, oh, look, it's coming.
Yeah, but they'd look 50 if they didn't go to Dr. Taz all the time, so... But thanks for that. That was beautiful, Carrie and Tommy.
There's more to come. Oh, is there? Yeah, it's all about you today, Loosh. Yeah. It's your birthday.
It's all about me every day.
Well, that's a good point.
101.9 The Fox.
Talk about a beautiful day, Feb, for your 40th. 25 the top, nice and sunny. It is only 11 degrees outside. You are waking up with Fifi, Feb, and Nick this morning.
That is a perfect day, Feb. And 25, look at you, the
number,
25 from Carlton. Big full forward, you're turning 40 today, and we will not let you forget it, my friend.
Hey, fam, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. And now that you're 40, welcome to the old man club.
Oh, I've never seen you more excited.
Hey, fam, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Loosh. Now, this is great. We were thinking, what are we going to get you? And we know you love presents. And you said to us like in October last year, guys, I hope you're thinking of things.
Yeah.
So we put a lot of thought into this because we thought, get him prepared. And you've been really delaying age and you've been trying to hang on to those 30s for so long. But now you're here. You're 40 today. Mm. A couple of gifts on behalf of the team.
This could go one way. This could go real bad.
It's all good. It's your birthday. It can't go bad.
Exactly.
It's your birthday.
Now, for starters, here we go. Here's a nice hat.
Warnie's been rocking that
Warnie's
sort of hat.
Warnie's will be
on
loving the old man Peaky Blinders hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, here we go.
Looks
There's
good.
Some new glasses for you because your eyesight will diminish rapidly. You actually look really good. There's your new glasses, and there's a seniors card inside.
Yeah, you couldn't read the Vegemite jar.
Here's a cardie.
It's actually got my name on it.
It's official. A grandpa cardie for
Cardigan.
You.
I'm going to look gross.
Enjoy that.
Thank you, Nick.
Mate, you're actually looking good. This is your look.
Here's a crochet blanket to pop over your legs because you might get a bit cold during the show.
It is getting chilly. You're going to start.
What's that, a walking stick?
He's got a walking stick because you said this morning you got up, your back was a bit stiff, you were sore. So here's your walking stick.
The real flattening thing is that I actually look grouse.
A guy like you is a barista near my house.
There you go. And that's a lovely handmade crochet blanket.
This must be yours because it's very short.
I've thought of you. I've got you some lovely pamphlets on living 40 to 49, but it's also got 50 in afterwards. And
ages 50 to 40. No, we don't need them, but thank you, Nick.
I got you a specimen jar because you'll probably have to send in something for a bow screening soon,
thank you.
Try and tape one off in there. It's going to be quite the challenge. If you can land it in that, congrats.
It says poo on it.
I'll have a crack.
We are looking at you and you're right. This is what is so annoying about Brendan Favola, Nick. He's pulled it off. I was trying to humiliate him and I'm standing here and I'm just looking at a really good looking guy dressed up as an old man.
Welcome.
You look good. But, okay,
thank
now, fam.
I actually quite like this getup.
I know, you look really good.
Well, even with the photo this morning that we made of it, they photoshopped Fev, like the aging app, and aged him, and he looked at it, he goes, looking good, George Clooney. You gotta look like George Clooney. You can't break
the
man's spirit.
Imagine me in the retirement home. I'll be on like Donkey Kong.
Now, Fev, another thing that you love, and you've made this clear many times during the show, to celebrate your birthday, here is a mariachi band.
Yes!
Mariachi. Romanticos are back.
Hey.
Hey! The wonderful girls and boys from Los Romanticos.
Hey!
And this is a song I believe they've prepared for you. Can we tell what that is?
You're just gonna.
No, yeah. They're gonna keep playing. I love it.
Hey!
Los Romanticos, welcome to the studio.
Thanks,
they're all wishing Feb happy birthday.
Thanks,
and.
Brother.
Los Romanticos, you are Melbourne, no, I'll say Australia's premier mariachi band. We love that you've come in to perform for Feb. Now, you've actually got a very special song. This is a song they've prepared especially for your birthday, a birthday dedication from our wonderful Los Romanticos, our mariachi band.
How good's that?
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank
Los Romanticos.
Check out BandaloraBrewing.com.
See you at my 50th.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
One of your faves there,
yeah,
Fab.
I just went through Instagram Boxy because remember back in 18
was when Toby was born in November,
We, Leon did a song to... George Ezra?
George Ezra, yeah.
About Toby Favola. I just found it to show Nick and then we're
and
back
we're
on
back
air.
And we're back on air.
But I'll show you after.
Why don't we play a little song about you then?
Oh.
Hey, Fab, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. I know that you're 40.
Ouch.
Welcome to the Old Man Club.
Ouch.
Hey,
real funny, Rich.
You love the first half of that song.
Yeah, the first half's really good.
Then the number dropped. real turn.
Now, Bev, we were trying to obviously prepare for a great day for you for so long, and this is from the end of last year. We were thinking, what could we do? You did. About October, Nikki said, my birthday, 20th of Jan, get prepared, get me good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I thought we did great.
Yeah, great.
You were an hour ago, we gave you all your, your senior's card.
Going above
and
beyond.
Your glasses, your reading glasses, your cardi. But we know there are people that you love in this world.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start, the start of this is quite flat because there are some people we just couldn't get to wish you happy birthday.
That's strange. I must have been really
busy.
Well,
we went right to the top. Now, Nick, we know, knowing Fev as well as I do, his long-term crush since he was about 14 was Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, wow. If you got her, that's impressive.
We just didn't.
Well, she wouldn't be doing much.
No, we even offered to plug her herbal supplements and stuff. She's a vegan anti-vaxxer now.
She chewed food and spat it in her kid's mouth.
That's right.
That's right.
Her kid Bear.
Yeah.
I don't think we've got much in common, me and Leash, at the moment.
Well, you both vomit.
Yeah. I had her up on my wall when I was a kid.
You know,
she was pinned up everywhere.
Out of a magazine?
Yeah.
Classy.
I loved her.
So there was a lot of hard work to try to lure her,
but
could not get her. Then we thought, bit of fun, let's go for Steven Seagal. Pressure point. Who could forget the Brownlow of 2008?
Oh, no,
7?
Can't remember.
Yeah,
no,
we do.
Oh, no, yeah, here we go. Got it.
Pressure point.
Had a couple of froths, Nick.
Yeah.
It was a good night.
I know.
It was a good night.
We all remember. And the Steven Seagal joke has kicked around for so many years. We tried to get him. Now, I'm going to show you, Fev, this pile. This is all the emails. I've got a sheet here, about 50 emails that have gone back and forth with Steven's people because Darcy was getting so close to getting Steven Seagal to leave you a birthday message. Mm-hmm. And the final word, as late as last night, because Darcy and Leon and Casey, they were not giving up. But last night his manager came back and it was quite a blunt message, really.
No.
Steven's not in the right headspace.
Oh. Wow.
He's yelling pressure point somewhere overseas, I reckon.
He's had a bit on though, Stephen, hasn't he?
He's
had a bit on.
Yeah. Headspace.
A lot of straight to DVD movies. He's nailing it.
But we did get some beautiful messages. We would like to start with your wonderful, gorgeous family, Alex and all your gorgeous girls, Mia, Lenny, Lulu, even Toby. and your big dad, Ange, have got together now for a lovely birthday message.
Now pick out which one's the child and which one's Ange.
Happy 40th birthday, son. Enjoy your day with Alex and the kids. And we will catch up on the weekend and probably have a beer or two. Yeah, probably 40. Let's make a day of it.
Happy birthday, Brendan. We love you very, very much. We're so proud of you. You are definitely the best dad in the world. And all the girls think so too.
Happy birthday, Dad. Thank you for always supporting me.
Happy birthday. Thank you for making everything fun.
Happy birthday. We love you so much.
Say, I love you, Daddy.
That was Ange at the end.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't that cute?
Isn't that gorgeous? Yeah. And then some celebrity mates have joined forces to wish you a happy birthday. Let's hear from Husey, Carl Stefanovic, and Tones and I.
Husey here, mate, and it's hard to believe the Fevolution is 40. I've loved you since New Year's Eve 1999 when you kicked 10 goals against the Pies at the MCG. What a journey, mate. Best years ahead of you. Keep being the legend that you are.
Big fella, my man crush, the love of my life. All the happiest of birthdays to you, my man, and I can't wait to see you in person for a proper celebration. Happy birthday, Fev.
Hey, Fev, it's Tones. Hope you have a really good day today for your 40th birthday, and hope you're not giving the family too much trouble with your old age.
Oh. Ouch! No, they're beautiful. Thanks, guys. And Husey, kick 12, mate, not 10.
And then, Fev, for your birthday, we've got a cake, a Call of Duty.
Can't wait to go home and play COD. That's sick.
Wow, this is massive. It's got little toy guns on it. And
that is amazing. I don't think you knew how bad I was at Call of Duty. Sick.
I've got to ask the producers, when you call up and say, I need a Call of Duty cake for a 40th, they go, sorry, did you say four? Did you say four? Like, no, 4-0.
I thought a Call of Duty cake was going to be a cake where a man jumped out of it with a gun. Wouldn't that have been what would happen?
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah. I get shot a lot on it.
101.9 The Fox.
8 minutes to 9 on Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox. Just talking about Maroon 5 since 2002. Still kicking goals, aren't they, guys? Fifi, Fev and Nick this morning.
Surprisingly, can I say, kicking goals. Like don't get me wrong. They're okay. Yeah,
they're battling.
They're middling. Battlers. I'd say they're a middling band.
We said they played at the Super Bowl. Once you get to the Super Bowl, you've made it.
They were lucky. I mean, and Maroon 5 at the Super Bowl. Mm. Who do they know?
Thank God you didn't introduce them at the game. Here they are, average at best. Maroon 5.
Very lucky to be here, Maroon 5.
Yeah, speak about the true underdogs. It's Maroon 5. Before we get out here today, Fev, again, happy 40th.
Thank you, Nick.
We've given you some gifts, a lot of joke gifts, but you've got some nice gifts as well. Have your family given you anything yet?
No.
Get up too early. Yes. Yeah, of course. You don't wake them up.
They are my gift.
Oh, shush.
Your gift.
I just want to tell you a story about a couple of years ago. My dad got a Christmas present from a work colleague, and it was in a box wrapped up, little box. And a few days later, my dad got a call from the work colleague, and he said, my dad's name's Jeff. His colleague, Chris, goes, Hey, Jeff, what do you think of the gift? He goes, mate, love it. Thanks so much. You know how much I love chocolate. They're in the fridge waiting until I can have my chocolates. And Chris said, it's an iPad, dickhead. And my dad had stored an iPad in the fridge for 3 days. So just make sure you open everything before you put it places. You never know what it's going to be.
Fifi, Fev and Nick, that's us done. Happy birthday, Fev.
Thank you very much, guys. Moosh. Thanks for all the presents.
Have a great day.
Out there. Thank you so much.
Tim's taking over next. Fifi,
Fev and Nick. Red Energy, Melbourne born and bred, and the only energy retailer certified to use the famous Australian made and owned logo. 101.9. This is the fire.